Good morning. We study Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nida. We are in Perek Tes Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Ha'isa Lamuda Lios Roa Yom Chamishos Avishinsa Lios Roa Lio Mesrim. What if she had a regular cycle where she saw every single 15th day of the month? Then all of a sudden it changed, and now she's seeing every 20th day. She now has to be choshesha. She has to be concerned about a cycle on both days. Shinsa pama, I am liyom esrim. What happens if she has the repeat again the next month? Now she sees the 20th for the second month in a row. So zev is asurim. In the third month, she's still going to have to be concerned about the 15th and the 20th. Shinsa shlosha pamim liyom esrim. But once it happens three times, huta chamisha asav recover liyom esrim. The 15th has now become opened, and now the 20th has become a kavua. Shinisha kovas lavesas achetik be'enu shlosha pamim. A woman doesn't establish her cycle until it becomes kavua three times. And she does become tahora from her vessels until it's uprooted from her three times. The Mishnah adds, she should just understand when a girl gets married, while she is still never had tashmish before, she's like a vine. Sometimes bloods are red, sometimes they're black. Sometimes there's a vine which gives off a lot of blood, sometimes a little blood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Gefen Yesh Bayayin, B'Shem Bayayin, Harezu Dorkati. Rabbi Yehuda says, but also remember something fundamental. Every vine has wine in it. If it doesn't have wine, so then it's never going to be able to, it's going to be considered a Dorkati. It's going to be considered cut off. And similarly, a girl who has no cycle, she has no Nida cycle, so she's also going to be a Dorkati. She's going to, unfortunately, have fertility difficulties and be unable to have children. Okay, we'll stop here. Besos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.